Today I welcome Ike Miller to Author's Corner. He has written the book Good Baggage, How Your Difficult Childhood Prepared You for Healthy Relationships, and it's published by Baker Books, and he'll tell you more about how to find it at the end of the program. Let me tell you just a little bit about Ike. He leads Bright City Church in Durham, North Carolina, a church that he planted in 2018 along with his wife, Sharon Hottie Miller. And after confronting the impact of his own childhood, including a family history of substance use disorders, Ike has developed a passion for helping others who grew up in difficult circumstances to better understand how those environments continue to impact them and their relationships now. Ike, thank you so much for being with us today to discuss your book, Good Baggage.
Roberta, thanks so much for having me on. It is an honor to be here.
Well, in the bio, I alluded a little bit to your childhood, so why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your story and how God is leading you and directed you for writing this book?
Yeah, so just a kind of brief overview of my story. I grew up in a household where my father struggled with what we would call clinically an alcohol use disorder or alcoholism, and that obviously led to lots of chaos in our family. It ultimately led to my parents' divorce. They were separated for much of my growing up years, so they didn't officially divorce until I was a senior in high school, but were separated off and on throughout my childhood, and so obviously that created lots of tumultuous seasons in my childhood. And, by the time I got to college, I kind of thought I had escaped all of that without any impact, and that I had kind of learned a lot from it, but that it had not affected me because I was the one that all my friends went to for relationship advice and all of that kind of stuff. And then I got married myself and began to realize that, no, I had not escaped that I had been formed in some very specific ways by my childhood. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of been the journey that I've been on, is understanding how my childhood impacted me and my relationships and kind of undoing some of that. But what led to the book was coming to see that, yes, it had given me baggage, you know, some things that were hurting my relationships, but it also gave me things that could help me in my relationships if I could learn how to use those. And that's kind of the journey that God has had me on as I've walked through this book.
Well, and it kind of, I read the foreword by Jefferson Bethke, and he said how a difficult circumstance can, if healed properly, actually become a superpower. And that's exciting to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that was kind of what I realized is where some of this realization began was my wife would talk about how I had just this incredible ability to read people and understand people and connect with their emotions and be attentive to that, be sensitive to that. And as I began to learn about the environment I grew up in, I came to understand that that actually is a common outcome of growing up in the kind of dysfunctional environment that I did. You know, to be specific, as a child with an alcoholic parent, one of the things that we experience is we're never quite sure, you know, what state is this parent going to be in? Okay. Are they going to be angry? Are they going to be happy with me? Are they going to be upset? Are they going to be sad? And so you go into every room kind of trying to read the room and get a sense of, okay, where are they at emotionally? Is it safe to be here? Do I need to find a way out? Mm-hmm. And that is something that I developed that I can now take into other rooms and be incredibly empathetic. I can identify emotion. I can see when someone's upset and then use that as a way to kind of connect more deeply with them, especially, you know, whether that's my wife or somebody on my team. It is a powerful tool that I can use for connection.
That's exciting to know that God does redeem the difficult things in our life so that they can be used positively for us today. Tell us a little bit more about some other traits that children may have developed that actually, in a dysfunctional situation, that could be used for healthy relationships today.
Yeah, you know, another one that I see quite often is those of us who grew up in dysfunctional families, one of the ways that we respond is that we become incredibly responsible. Because in the environment that we grew up in, we felt like it was our job to make sure everything was okay and to fix everything and to take care of everyone. And the ways that that works against us oftentimes is it actually leads to a high level of anxiety because we carry that the rest of our lives. We feel like it's our responsibility to fix everything. We carry anxiety and perfectionism when it comes to whether it's our job or to tasks that we've been entrusted with. But if we can step back and come to learn that it is not our job to take care of everyone, that it is not our responsibility to do everything perfectly, that desire to do things well can be an incredible asset for us as an employee, as a team member. It can be an incredible gift of love when we give so much thought and attention to something we're doing for someone that we love. And so it's kind of understanding the ways that these things hurt us, but then using the good in them for the sake of our relationships now. Another one that I love to mention is for those of us who grew up in difficult contexts and dysfunctional families, one of the things that is true of us is we're extremely loyal. We are very loyal to the people in our lives. And a part of that began because in our childhood, it was hard for us to really accept that our parent was bad. Right? Because that meant I was in an unsafe situation.
Right.
And so we remained loyal to them, even though things weren't the best. And now as adults, we kind of live with this mentality of, yes, this person may not be the best for me, but being with them is better than being alone. The evil I know is better than the evil I don't know. And so one of the things that I talk about in the book is how do we know when we're giving our loyalty to someone who doesn't deserve it? Because if we are incredibly loyal people, that is a great gift to someone who deserves it. We just need to make sure we're giving it to the right people.
Interesting. Well, we have more to learn from Ike Miller as we talk about his book, Good Baggage, How Your Difficult Childhood Prepared You for Healthy Relationships. It's published by Baker Books, and you're listening to Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster. So another topic that you have in your book is how children from dysfunctional families often feel different from everyone else. So how can this be a strength rather than a weakness?
Yeah, you know, for those of us who grew up in a dysfunctional family, and that can be connected to substance use, or it could be a divorce. It could be even sort of growing up with a family member who has a terminal illness, and that creates its own kind of difficulty. But what we do know for many of us who grew up in that context is that what we grew up in was not normal. We looked at our friends and their relationships when we spent the night at their houses. Their experience at home was very different than ours. And so we didn't necessarily know what healthy was, but we knew that what we had wasn't normal. And so that can lead us then going into lots of different contexts to feel like we're different, that people don't understand me because they don't know what I've been through. And what we kind of then do is we try to determine, okay, well, what is normal and how do I fit that mold? And we're always trying to find ways to fit the normal mode. And what I talk about in the book is I think an important thing for us to know when it comes to relationships is not to strive for normal, but to strive for healthy. For those of us who grew up in a dysfunctional context, we are not lulled into the idea that, you know, I can just copy what my parents did and we'll have a normal relationship.
Right.
We know that's not true. And so the way that we can use this to our advantage is that we're not blinded by normal because we know we didn't have normal. And so we do the work to say, okay, if what I had wasn't healthy, what is a healthy relationship? And then begin to pursue that. It also gives us the ability when something does feel off, maybe something does feel different, to begin to ask the question of why. Why does this feel different? And is this something that I need to change about myself? Or is this something that I need to accept the fact that the norm is not healthy? And let me go and learn what is, for example, healthy communication. What is healthy conflict management? And so the big kind of takeaway there is that being different actually gives us a lens through which we can actually become healthier in relationships because we're not blinded by normal.
Well, and it's also encouraging that different is not necessarily bad.
That's right.
So one of the other things you talk about in your book is survival mechanisms and how as a child, they might have been useful, but as an adult, maybe not so much.
Yeah, you know, this term baggage is an interesting term because I think we throw it around with not necessarily always knowing what we mean by it. And so the definition that I give to baggage is when we talk about relational baggage are the coping mechanisms that we developed in one relationship, whether that was in our childhood or maybe even a dysfunctional relationship as an adult,
mm-hmm.
that we developed to survive that relationship, but then we carry that into a relationship that doesn't need it.
Okay.
And when you carry that coping mechanism into a relationship that doesn't need it, it then begins to cause chaos and wreak havoc because that relationship doesn't need the coping mechanism. And so those coping mechanisms are things like what I talked about, where you become incredibly aware of the emotions around you in order to make sure that you are safe. You become incredibly responsible in order to take care of yourself,
okay.
or to make sure that you're pleasing to a parent. But then when we carry those into relationships that don't need them,
right.
that's when they begin to really hurt us.
Well, and I can see that, you know, where that overprotectiveness as a child, the mate that you're maybe wooing and getting to know, they're going, what's the problem? Why are you being so smothering, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's
well,
right.
and I can imagine as people are developing relationships that it's important for people to kind of open up and explain, well, this is why I am this way. And I can imagine that can be a very sensitive topic.
Yeah, it can be very intimidating, especially when you begin to talk about these for the first time. It feels very exposing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kind of like, an IED kind of sense where it's under the ground and it's causing havoc and we can step on it at any point. But if we know that it's there and we can uproot it and address it, it won't blow up in our lives in unexpected ways anymore.
That comment by Jefferson Bethke said it's being able to use it as a superpower instead of as a hindrance. And I assume that you have a lot of different ways for people to make sure that they're using this baggage from childhood into a good adult relationship.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I really wanted for this book, was for it to not just give explanation to things, but actually give tools for working through the baggage that we're carrying with us so that we can leverage it for good in our relationships. And so throughout the book, there's lots of tools. Every chapter I tried to cram full of practical tools that you can use to unearth these things and to leverage them for good.
Great. Well, today I'm talking with Ike Miller about his book, Good Baggage, How Your Difficult Childhood Prepared You for Healthy Relationships, published by Baker Books. So, Ike, tell our listeners how they can find out more about this book.
Sure. Yeah, the easiest way is to go to IkeMiller.com. That's where you can find links to where to buy it and find out more about Good Baggage and other resources that I have there. And then Instagram, I'm at Ike F. Miller.
Fantastic. So one more time, the book today is Good Baggage, How Your Difficult Childhood Prepared You for Healthy Relationships. And I've been talking with Ike Miller. I certainly do thank Baker Books for providing a copy of this book for us today. And Ike, thank you so much for opening your heart to our listeners today.
Thanks so much for having me, Roberta. I really enjoyed it.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast provider or through KNEO.org. So join me again next time on Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster.
Do you have 5 minutes for God? I'm Pastor Ed Wilson, and I believe there's no better way to begin each morning than spending a little time with Him. That's why every weekday morning I bring you a short devotional broadcast designed just for that. Look up God's 5 minutes wherever you get your podcasts to kickstart your spiritual walk for each day, and we'll always do it in 5 minutes or less. Have you talked to God today?